type of activity. So the next couple of slides give us an indication of the different category of standards, gives us examples of some of the standards that are created in these categories, and tells us the SDOs that are creating those standards. Now, there are a few terms here that you haven't seen before because I've not discussed them really as HIT SDOs. Just a couple of comments in this generic broad use category, for example, OCL is the object constraint language, which is a language to constrain the data components of standards, linkages, and use. AL stands for Web Ontology Language and is used in some of the web services. GIS is for Geographic Information System, or the geocoding standards. And these discussions will be discussed, these groupings will be discussed throughout this component. And you can see the SDOs that relate to this, going through the categories of data definition, exchange, and knowledge representation, which are critical parts, both in terms of meaningful use and the exchange of data.